Plantar plate surgery is a failure to act quickly. That's what we're talking about today on the Doc on the Run podcast.
So the big question is this: how are runners like us, who don't like hearing doctors say, just stop running, who know that we simply have to stay active, how do we heal in a way that lets us stay strong, maintain our running fitness, and keep preparing for the next race, and still heal without making the injury worse? Well, that is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Dr. Christopher Segler, and welcome to the Doc on the Run podcast.
Now, most people who are running and start getting pain in the ball of the foot that turns out to be a plantar plate sprain very rarely is a really big tear that happened in one single incident. Now, it does happen, but I think it's rare. Now, I had a plantar plate sprain myself, and mine was relatively minor, and it was from hitting the edge of a step running downhill. And those steps can be pretty sharp, and they can ding the plantar plate, and it didn't completely tear it, but what it did was it caused pain, inflammation, and swelling, and I treated it immediately. I did not have to have surgery. I don't think I'll ever have to have surgery. But there are some things that you can do that lead to you having to have surgery that really and truly is a failure on your part to act immediately. When it happens, you feel something. I knew that I had a plantar plate sprain because all I do is think about running injuries and running form and running biomechanics and all that kind of stuff when I actually run. And so I felt something. Now, you may not know what it is initially, but if you know something's wrong and you ignore it, it's going to get worse over time. And why the plantar plate gets worse over time is that swelling, that puffiness, that fullness, the weird sensations in your foot where you have extra fluid around the plantar plate ligament, that fluid actually has degradative enzymes that degrade the collagen over time, and the tear not only does not get better, it actually gets worse. So you have to make sure that you're doing the right stuff to decrease the stress and strain on the ligament itself, let it actually heal, let it calm down before you keep running and make it worse. Because if you just ignore it, you keep beating it up, you keep tearing it up, and you let it get worse, that's how you wind up in surgery. If you like this episode, please like it, please subscribe, and if you haven't checked it out, you might want to check out the Plantar Plate Masterclass. It's where I go into a deep dive about the exact strategies behind all the ways I treat plantar plate ligament injuries in runners. You can get it for free at docontherun.com/plantarplatemasterclass. So come check it out, and I'll see you in the training.